First of all, it's a division game. Not that any game is any different. It's always championship week, but that's one thing in this league, being around it. You understand that divisions are always important. So even the guys understand that. And it's not that you get tighter and intense and do anything like that different, but you now are focused and understand that these games do count a little more. So from that standpoint, Carolina is another opponent in our division. From that standpoint, what they do on offense is great with that guy. And when I'm saying that guy, Cam Newton, best player in our league. You guys can say that. He is big. He's fast. He can throw. He can run. There's not a lot of things that he can't do. So it's going to take probably 11 players on the field to stop him.
How did you feel to get the run stopped so well last week for you and your unit?
It's always encouraging when you go out and you respond to the detail. You guys look at it different. We look at it as responding to the detail. And we talked about it from the first week all the way until the last snap of last week. I own my gap. I own my fit. And I make my hit consistently. I do my job so my brother can do his. And the result was what you guys seen. And it started in practice. And it started each player and each coach being accountable to each other. So very pleased, but a lot of work still to do.
How's Vic doing at the linebacker spot and showing his versatility, I guess, there for you, coming back from his injury and so forth?
We were very pleased with that. Just from the standpoint of stepping in, and that's just not talking about brotherhood, that's actually living it. He did what we asked him to do on third down and first and second. Not only played the run, he also played the pass and covered as well. So we take our hat off to him from that standpoint, doing what we're asking him to do down in and down out.
In your time as a coach, have you ever seen a player come in his first year and make as much of a difference in the passing and the run game as Christian McCaffrey has for Carolina?
It's been a couple guys, but he is very dynamic. And when I say that from the standpoint, he can line up at wide receiver. He can line up in the backfield. He can punt return when they want him to. So he's a guy that's very electric when he gets the ball in his hands. I think the identity of finding out where he is, when he is, and from that standpoint, we got to do a great job of always being accountable for him.
What's the challenge of them using him as a chess piece of the deception more than anything?
If you look back at it, it's a part of what they do on the offense. They're a zone read option team that throws the ball off play action. So they have a lot of different things in. You got to play very disciplined football when you're playing these guys. And I know you guys hear me say that every week, playing disciplined football. But with these guys, you got to really be disciplined. They do a lot of misdirection. If you're not paying attention to your keys, it can be a long day.
I know you're not trying to go out there and hurt anybody, but, you know, Neon put a pretty good hit on Cam when he had to in that one play. You know you guys got to hit this guy.
Well, I wouldn't just say him. I just would say their whole entire team. When you look at them defensively, too, their whole entire team is physical. And you got to match that physicality, and we're up to that challenge. The backs are big. You got to be able to gang tackle. When I say that, got to be more than one man in there to do the job. And that's even with the quarterback. He's different. He's a different athlete than anybody. When I say he's the best player in our league, he's a different athlete than anybody else. So you have to be unique and understand that he can break tackles. He can use his stiff arm just like Jonathan Stewart. They have a bunch of different guys that can do dynamic things that can make it a long day for you defensively.
Have you noted any inconsistencies in Cam? Is that the shoulder real problem?
The one thing that you notice from game one until now when he started playing, you can see that he's back getting in his rhythm. And that's one thing that a lot of people take for granted, and that's defensive coaches including, offensive coaches including, reporters as well. We take for granted that the fact that rhythm is really the key to what happens on offense. And you can see that he's getting back in tune with the guys. And, it's going to be a tough challenge for us to stop him.
Coach Ryan said they traded Benjamin to get the young kid, Samuel, on the field. What have y'all seen of him and his, I guess he's a speed guy from Ohio State. Played some running back.
even watching him in college, to help you out on that one, even watching him in college, he was elusive. He can stretch you vertically. He played running back. It's like they got two McCaffreys, but just one that plays wide receiver. You know, he motions in the backfield. And, you know, playing these guys for the last 6 years, you understand that they do a lot of different things with their wide receivers. So he's going to step into that role. And we're excited to see that because, you know, it's going to be a challenge defensively just to stop them, understanding that they put more speed on the field. Or you got a bunch of different guys that you got to be accountable for. I wouldn't say it's different because Samuel was going to play anyway. So I wouldn't say it's different. Now you might get more turns out of this guy, and that might be the difference from that standpoint, but I wouldn't say different.
You talked about the physicality dealing with Cam, but then you've got the speed with Samuel McCaffrey. How much does your speed at linebacker and Keanu and safety enable you to do different things in dealing with those guys?
Great question. They are dynamic, and when you say that, and before I get to our guys, they're dynamic from this standpoint. If they want to have a power game, they can. If they want to have an outside perimeter game, they can. If they want to have a play-action drop-back pass game, they can. And that creates a lot of different dilemmas for guys on defense. Now, coming back and talking about our standard and what our guys are capable of doing, we have to go out and execute and understand that you have to be prepared for whatever outfit they come out in. If they want to make it a zone read game, we got to be prepared for it. If they want to make it a passing game, we have to be prepared for it. A downhill punch you in the mouth game, we have to be prepared for it. And I think because they create all those different challenges, you have to prepare for them and understand that in the game, it's going to change. So we just got to get ready for that.